Hello, and welcome to the podcast version of COS Live. You can watch the original live broadcasts on Convention of States Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and X. And now, here's COS Live.
Limitations on the powers of the federal government, term limits for federal officials, and fiscal restraints on federal spending. I move to consider the resolution. Senator Phillips Hill will second. Are there any questions or comments on the resolution? Just have some comments of my own on the resolution. I'm a firm believer that the federal government has vastly overstepped the role our founders envisioned. Any powers beyond the scope of the Constitution are reserved to the states and to the individuals, to the people. The federal government has progressively expanded its power, but the people have not granted them the authority. There's a difference. The federal government has progressively expanded its powers, and the states have progressively surrendered them. The founders, in their wisdom, endowed us with the tool of an Article 5 convention, bypassing the federal legislature and addressing the urgent concerns like federal overreach directly. Us meaning the state legislatures. I'm reassured by the resolution's clear safeguards that limit the convention to restoring the constitutional balance of powers while protecting our Bill of Rights from any changes. I believe it's time we use this process to prevent the concentration of power in the hands of a centralized bureaucracy that increasingly distances itself from the citizens it is supposed to be serving. I urge the support for this resolution to secure a future where federal power is checked, financial sanity is restored, and term limits keep Congress accountable to the people. Any other comments? All right. Mr. Burnett, please call the roll.
Senator Argall.
Proxy, aye.
Senator Boscola.
No.
Senator Cappelletti.
No.
Senator Mastriano.
Aye.
Senator Muth.
Proxy, no.
Phillips Hill.
Aye.
Stefano.
Aye.
Ward Judy.
Aye.
Williams.
Proxy, no.
Ward Kim.
Proxy, no.
And Dush.
Aye. The ayes have it, and the resolution is reported out of committee. Last on the agenda.
Well, you have been watching a special COS Live hearing in Pennsylvania. The Senate Committee on State Government was considering our resolution, SR 77. I'm joined by Rita Peters, who is the Senior Vice President for Legislative Affairs. And my name is Andrew Lucian. We'll be going over the hearing that just happened. It was very quick. Rita, I didn't even catch the vote. Did you get a number on that vote that just happened?
Unfortunately, I didn't catch it because we couldn't hear the response of some of the folks in the room. There were a few committee members there who were represented by proxies in the vote, and we could hear some of them, but when some of the names were called for the roll call, it wasn't clear what the response was or if the committee member just wasn't there. We are expecting Steve Patton, our regional director with Convention of States Action, to join us shortly, and he may have more intel from those on the ground there. He may have caught the exact vote, but the good news, Andrew, is it was clear that we passed. So we are out of this Senate State Government Committee in Pennsylvania. And that means that the next stop for our resolution there in Pennsylvania is the full Senate of Pennsylvania. And that is really exciting. Our resolution was introduced by the committee chair here, who is our one of our primary sponsors in Pennsylvania, and that's Senator Chris Dush. Senator Dush has long been a hero for Convention of States. He's been a longtime sponsor and is just very educated and knowledgeable about all things Article 5. He's been meeting with us and our folks and our headliners for years, again, has been our longtime sponsor. I think he's attended both of our simulated conventions. I know for sure he was at this most recent one that we did. And again, he's just a champion for this cause. You heard him as he introduced the resolution point out that the federal government has vastly overstepped its constitutional boundaries, and that at the same time the federal government has been growing in power, the states have progressively been surrendering their power. And then he made the case for Article 5 as giving the states the power to bypass Congress and the federal government in achieving the needed reforms in this day and age. He pointed out that the federal bureaucracy in particular has just grown completely out of touch with the American people. So he gave a great introduction. We're so grateful for his leadership there. Senator Kristen Phillips Hill is also on that committee, and she has co-sponsored this resolution with Senator Dush, also a very strong advocate for the cause there in the Pennsylvania legislature. So we're really grateful for her as well. I understand Steve Patton is with us now, Producer G. Steve, first of all, what did you think? And did you happen to catch the exact vote? Because Andrew and I couldn't quite hear some of the members respond.
That's interesting, because I didn't hear some of the responses as well. But Senator Dush did say the ayes have it. So,
right. Yeah. So just share with us your thoughts and feelings as you watch that. It was so quick and there was no real debate. So it was almost anticlimactic. But I happen to know that a ton of work and time and energy has been invested into getting this resolution to this point by our amazing grassroots team in Pennsylvania. So tell us what you were thinking and feeling and any comments you want to share.
Yeah, anticlimactic is definitely the way to put it, because the amount of work that the Pennsylvania grassroots team has put into this is, you know, it's just tremendous. The work that was put in, and anybody who's watching this who thinks that in your state it could be that quick and easy, yeah, don't be duped. A lot of work went into getting to this point, a lot of behind the scenes strategizing. Senator Dush was at the point where he had realized that he had the votes in that committee, or he wouldn't have brought it up, or there would have been more of a hearing with proponents and opponents speaking, but he didn't go that route because of all the work that was done leading up today, making sure all the ducks were in a row to make sure he had those yay votes. And, you know, kudos to the Pennsylvania team. I'm watching the communications right now, and we have some very, very excited grassroots people in Pennsylvania right now that are extremely excited, patting each other on the back, which is fantastic. Just good for them. Very excited for that team. The work that they put in is just to be commended. Really heartfelt patriots that believe in our cause, and they know that this is the solution as big as the problem. And I'm very, very happy for that PA team right now. Again, this is one step. It's a step in the right direction. A lot of work to be done still. Obviously, Senate floor vote, and we have to address the House chamber, but this is the right direction. This is moving the ball forward.
Mm-hmm. Say, Steve, you mentioned the grassroots. Are there any names that stick out to you that you can credit to this victory?
You're really going to do that to me? If I forget somebody, Andrew, this is cruel. I will mention the leaders on the team that I've been working with the longest. Matt Zale should be commended for all the work that he does in that team. Chet Jack, who's a powerhouse in Western PA, organizing the grassroots and getting things done. I would say we have a coalitions director who works very hard, Al Schrader. There's Patrick Nietzsche. He's the SIA for the state. Linda Wenhold is the events coordinator for the state. And that's really just the very top of the pyramid, I would say, in PA, that they have over 100,000 petitions now signed in the state. Countless active volunteers. DCs are constantly growing. The team is very solid. I would like to also give a shout out to someone who was very integral in building the current grassroots team, who is not currently on the team due to some personal issues in his life and with his family. He's had to step back in his role. But Jared Bill was the state director shortly after I first started working in Pennsylvania. And he's actually become a dear friend. And it doesn't break anyone's heart more than his own that he can't be as active as he'd like to be with COS. But definitely want to mention Jared's name. And I apologize to everyone that I didn't mention. I wish I could go through the laundry list of everyone, but you are all very appreciated and your hard work is to be commended.
Just blame me, Steve.
Steve, I had the privilege of being there with the amazing Pennsylvania team just a couple weeks ago for their rally and surge at the Capitol. I was so impressed with how organized they were, how enthusiastic, how articulate they were, and what a great turnout they had, you know, in the middle of what is for most people a work day. They took time out of their schedules and showed up in order to meet with the legislators. They were really organized, had great educational materials to hand out. And I'm wondering, Steve, do you think their presence that day and the way they really turned out and met with those legislators, do you think that had anything to do with, you know, finally getting the Senate committee hearing and moving through committee today?
It's interesting you asked that. I was on a meeting with the grassroots last night on a Zoom call with the a good number of the team. And they asked the same question, and it's really hard to gauge that exactly. There's definitely, you know, it didn't do any harm. There's no doubt about that. Getting all those people that came into Harrisburg and getting them involved in the process. So the team has leaders, and obviously they were planning on being there. They helped to organize. I mentioned Linda Wenhold already. Most of the credit goes to her for the organization of the event. She did a fantastic job. We call it a surge day, or some states call it citizen action day, when you get all those bodies in there to deliver the informational packets and get them to engage with their legislators. An event like that definitely helps because the legislators see their constituents. They see the number of people who are supporters. They're walking the halls. They have their COS swag on the side. And so that definitely has an effect. One of the things about that we don't always think about these surge and rally days, the huge effect is building the team. It's a great recruitment tool because you'll have people that are paying attention to COS and they're like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. I don't know much about it, but they're doing this big event in Harrisburg. I'm not really politically involved. I don't even know who my legislators are in Harrisburg. And they come out, and that's an opportunity to get those people involved. And they can see how easy it is to just walk the halls, interact with legislators, or 9 times out of 10, you're interacting with a staffer unless you've scheduled a meeting ahead of time. But it makes it easy for them. They see all these experienced COS volunteers walking the halls. And as you said, the Pennsylvania team, extremely knowledgeable on the issues, on COS, on the process of it. And they see these other volunteers just interacting with staffers and legislators. And it really does help grow the team. Did our April 10th surge have a specific impact on this vote today? I'm sure it did. And I'm sure it was positive. How do we measure it? I'm not exactly sure.
Well, Steve, what's going to happen next now that our resolution is passed out of committee? What happens now?
So the strategy in PA for the grassroots team was really the Senate is kind of leading the train on the movement because obviously the COS resolution has to be passed in both the Senate floor and the House of Representatives floor in Harrisburg for it to join the 19 states that have already passed. The Senate side, we're out of committee, so we've got that one big hurdle out of the way. Now, obviously, we're going to focus on the Senate floor vote. We're going to put together a strategy with the help of Rita, with Senator Dush and his staff. We're going to put together a strategy of how exactly the grassroots can influence the, you know, enough members of that Senate body to vote yes on this to get it passed on the Senate floor. On the House side, with it coming out of the Senate committee, we now have leverage to say, okay, because a lot of times these general assemblies, they'll look to the other side, the other chamber, and say, well, it's not going over anywhere over there, so why are we going to deal with it over here? Well, now we've got movement on the Senate side. We can use that as leverage on the House side, and we'll be developing that exact strategy of who we need to talk to and how we get it out of the committee on the House side in the near future as well. I think the immediate need is we need to identify the legislators in the Senate chamber that we need to bring over from either uncommitted or leaning yes to solid yes votes?
Steve, the Pennsylvania House is dominated by Democrats right now, but that's not necessarily an obstacle for convention of states because we are truly a nonpartisan movement. And, you know, what we're about, giving power back to the people and the states and putting Washington, D.C. back in its constitutional box, is truly something that appeals to Americans, no matter which side of the aisle they're on, no matter if they vote Republican or Democrat. And that is particularly true in Pennsylvania, I know. Tell us a little bit about how Pennsylvania sort of represents convention of states as truly a nonpartisan effort.
Yeah, so it is an interesting dynamic in Pennsylvania. So the Senate is majority Republican, and in the House side, it's actually majority Democrat by one vote, by one seat. One of the things, as Rita was referring to, we are truly nonpartisan. And just as an example of that, in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, our lead sponsor, our co-lead sponsor in that chamber is a Democrat. Representative Frank Burns is a Democrat in Pennsylvania, and he is a co-lead sponsor of ours with Representative Dawn Kiefer. So we have one Democrat vote for sure, but we are able to leverage the fact that our lead sponsor in Pennsylvania is a Democrat, and he has relationships built, obviously, within his caucus that we're looking to leverage on in that chamber.
Thanks, Steve. And I know that some recent polling that we did in Pennsylvania really bears out our claim that this is an effort that unites Americans from all political persuasions. A majority of Pennsylvanians clearly support the convention of states effort, and a majority even say they would cross party lines to vote for a candidate who supports this convention of states application. So that's pretty exciting. Before we let you go, Steve, is there a call to action? If we have Pennsylvanians watching this broadcast right now, what would you urge them to do to help this effort along?
I would say Pennsylvania right now has momentum. The grassroots team, I'm watching the communications, they're very excited. What would the team need overall? We need you. We need more people. We need people to be interested to, you know, whatever you can bring to the table as far as time, commitment, treasure, whatever it is you can bring as a PA citizen to the COS team would be greatly appreciated. So if you're already a COS supporter, you've signed the petition in PA and you'd like to know how you can help, you know, reach out, respond to one of those many emails you get from us, or reach out to someone you know that's on the COS team, ask how you can be involved. If you're just, you know, kind of in the background, you're still learning about COS and you're in Pennsylvania, right now would be a great time to go to conventionofstates.com, sign the petition, and go to that Take Action tab and submit, you know, any kind of survey for volunteer activism, a leadership role, just volunteer activist, and you'll hear from a member of the team that'll get you involved on some level. Because right now, we've got momentum. The team is incredibly excited. I think it'd be a great opportunity to get in with the team, get in on the ground level, see how you can help. There's plenty to do. There's no lack of things to do.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a great victory for the Pennsylvania team and for Convention of States nationally. So you're going to have to come back after the Pennsylvania team gets the resolution through the Senate. That'll be really, really exciting. So we got to have you come back.
I'd be happy to do that. I really appreciate you both having me on. I hope you both have a great day. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. God bless you, brother.
Thank you for listening to today's program. For information, please visit www.conventionofstates.com/pod. That's www.conventionofstates.com/POD.